TaxAct knows filing your taxes can be complicated, and that's why we have live experts to help you with any questions. They can hold your hand through the process beginning to end. Metaphorically, of course. I mean, they can't actually hold your hand in person. I suppose you could hold your computer mouse while you chat with the expert about capital gains or whatever, which is sort of like holding hands. Sorry, point is, our tax experts can make filing easier. TaxAct. Let's get them over with.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Call or visit ComcastBusiness.com to learn more.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You know, John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, is here for this week's edition of Boxed, and you've chosen a series which I've watched.
Excellent. Yeah, it's called American Murder, Gabby Petito. And this is a three-parter and was very much, people might be aware of this, and, you know, there are spoilers here because it's a Google away what happened. But Gabby Petito was this young woman from Long Island in New York, and she fell in love with this guy called Brian Laundry. And they decided that they were going to van vlog their life. And
yeah.
In case you don't know what that means for listeners, they were going to travel across America, this idea of, you know, almost Route 66, and live out of a van and video the whole thing. And that's what they attempted to do.
Was this going to be a revenue earner for them? Were they trying to...
Possibly. I mean, that's a whole other day's work. How do you make money out of vlogging? Yeah. But that was what they were going to do for a while. So presumably they would have attempted to make some money out of it. And those things can be lucrative if you find the right thing. But in tandem with this, she was in this relationship with this guy called Brian Laundry, who was a dark kind of fellow. And, you know, this is a spoiler, but this is everywhere, so everyone knows this. He eventually murdered her. Now, that's not given at the start of the show, but I'm spoiling it because it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And people will know.
And he
this.
Was a controlling man. I was looking at stuff online about him, that he would take her ID away from her, for example, when she was going out, so she couldn't then go to the bar with her pals.
Well, I actually have a little clip of that to give you a flavour of this. He was a smiling, horrible man, basically. Take a listen to this.
When I was around Gabby and Brian, they seemed like a loving couple. But when Gabby was with just me, he seemed very manipulative. One night, I waited an hour and a half for Gabby so we could go line dancing, and it's a 30-40 minute drive. So I was like, what is taking her so long? Well, Gabby had got right near my house and then realized her ID was not in her wallet. So she went back to the house, and I just remember getting the text message. I'm so sorry, I'm running late. Brian stole my ID. I'm sobbing right now.
I'm sobbing right now. So this is the kind of a guy he was. Now, there are other characters in this narrative besides Gabby and Brian. There are the parents.
Yeah, and her parents had separated, and she was lucky in that both sets of parents remarried and everyone remained close to her. So you have her mum and her new dad, let's say, and her old dad and her new mum talking. And they are mystified by various things that happened in this. First of all, the age we live in, we get to see a lot of her life because they were videoing so much of it. So it intersperses between her parents and stuff that her and Brian were doing. And as she is reported missing, they're ratcheting up shock at how little is being done is wrought very well. Now, a lot is eventually done, but we also have the characters of Brian Laundry's parents, who are
creepy.
Very creepy in that we have body cam footage, which is very important in this documentary. And they show up at his parents' house after she's gone missing, saying they don't want to comment. Now, nothing has happened other than she's gone missing. And eventually they say, you're going to have to leave. Talk to her lawyer. It's bizarre stuff. And further stuff comes out about the incredibly weird relationship he had with his parents. And this was a mother's love to a horrific kind of degree.
The example of what she wrote to him.
basically, if whatever you do, I will defend you. If you go to jail, I will put a file in your cake. She says at one point in this letter, I will help you dig the ground for the body. It's awful stuff. We have a clip of this bizarre sense of the two sets of parents going, how are you not doing anything about this?
On Friday, September 10th, I tried texting Brian's mom, Roberta. I said, hey, have you heard from the kids? I'm concerned about them. I haven't heard from them in a while. That went through, no response. It's a couple hours later, I said, I hope I have the right number. And that went through green, as if I had been blocked or the phone was shut off.
And then I reached out to Brian's parents, and they just never responded. Neither did Cassie, Brian's sister. No one replied. Gabby was going to be their daughter-in-law. This is a person that I thought they loved. And I have text messages saying that we were going to call the police. And if someone texts me that they're going to call the police, I want to know what's up. We heard nothing.
Now, the extraordinary thing is that this caught the imagination of the American public, yeah. And you get all sorts of amateur sleuths having a go at solving the problem.
Yeah, and you know, that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. But certainly, they were helpful in some degrees. One of the things that we haven't mentioned is the body cam footage by the cops in this is, you know, there are debates about that. If you're making a Netflix series, it turns out it's quite useful because we have this moment where the police come upon what they believe to be a possible domestic dispute between Brian and Gabby. And
the van's on the side of the road.
Yeah, because they've had a row and she has marks on her. And yet the way it plays out, and we see this on the body cam footage, is that the cop thinks she's overacting. She's a hysterical woman. And they put him up in a hotel and she spends the night in her van. It's awful stuff. Now, I said to you before on air, you know, sometimes you watch true crime stuff and it's you feel like you're making a deal with the devil. You're being entertained by this. And yet it's about a murder. In its defense, it's really hammering home two things. One, so much social media is utter nonsense. These people were blogging about life is great and this poor girl was in a terrible situation. And secondly, it's urging us to please pay attention to what's going on behind the scenes if someone's asking
now,
for help.
A point is made towards the end of the three-parter that if this had been, say, an African-American, less than beautiful individual, there would have been no fuss and bother. That person would have remained missing, perhaps, never found.
They make that point very well. And not to do a disservice to this poor lady, Gabby Petito, but there's a coda at the end about all the missing African-American women who still remain missing and very little has been done. It is a great, albeit troubling watch.
Okay, screen time this week, John. What have you got?
I have the one and only in studio, Danny Dyer. Yeah, watch it, Pat. See, I can't help doing his accent. He had a brilliant interview. He talked about his new movie, Marching Powder, going to therapy, Harold Pinter, crying, all sorts of stuff. It was great. I sat down with him for about 20 minutes.
So you had a lot in common by the sound of it.
No comment.
John Vardy, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much for joining us. Don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Call or visit ComcastBusiness.com to learn more.